this every year. It fills my soul to overflowing. It is powerful, and it is flawlessly delivered by our very own Marianne Marengolo. That gives me chills every time I hear it. And I just envisioned those vibrations reaching all the way to Israel, to Gaza. Thank you, Marianne. Wow, what a gift you are. And I'm so grateful you will be with us next Sunday at Symphony Space. But right now, here today, our very own Reverend Sean Monninger is with us.
Well, hello.
Very, very festive. You look awesome.
Well, I'm wearing green because for the season.
green for the season, yeah. Blue for Hanukkah. We're here to represent, and that's what we're doing. And I always look forward to seeing what Sean may be wearing today.
Well, I just thought this was kind of delightful.
It's actually very delightful.
And it's to celebrate the holidays. I wore blue last Sunday, actually.
Okay, well, that was to signify that Hanukkah was coming up. It began Thursday. So, as I mentioned, tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah at sundown. At sundown at 2 p.m.
You know, we've got so much because there's Advent, there's Hanukkah, there's Christmas, mm-hmm. There's a lot, we'll say celebrate, there's a lot of guides, let's call it that. There's a lot of holidays that are just, at this point, symbols to guide us in.
Right. And I'm intrigued by, I think I see what you did with your talk title, A Pie of Peace.
Yeah, it was being clever.
It is clever. I like it. You know?
Well, look at that, Pie of Peace.
You know, I'm a fan of cleverness.
You know, we have Karen Mason here today, too, with us.
I know. I was waiting for you to mention that. Karen Mason, another amazing cabaret diva of delight. She's
Marie Ann was fantastic, by the way. Congratulations, Marie Ann. That was really beautiful. I should compliment you right up front. Make sure you remember to do these things. Praise where praise is due.
I just got goosebumps again when you mentioned her name, because whenever I love to hear that song every year. If someone is tired of it, well, I am. So sorry, I give you an insincere apology because
it's not like you hear it. It's not like it's playing on the radio relentlessly. No,
it's kind of like that with Christmas songs, right? We get to hear them. Once a year.
It's the reason we go back to hear the same performers in concert over and over again. While people go to see Marie Ann shows over and over again. They want to hear some of those things.
Well, it's funny that you should say that, because Marie Ann's annual Christmas show, In the Spirit, was off the chain Friday night. How she gets better and better is beyond me, because to me, she's such a high-soaring star, and then she just raises the bar. Oh, that rhymed. But
well, she's had another year to rehearse.
You know, she's just, as Pam Ham would say, Marie Ann is just God showing off. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, that's a good one. I will use that.
For many years. But Sean, I really, this theme of peace is so important. And I'm glad that I remembered that blue also represents the power of faith, the power of, again, which Jesus spoke the most, was the power of faith, the power to intuit and perceive and believe. And I'm looking really forward to what you have to share with us today. I have spoken plenty. And if you would take it away and take us into a meditation and let Karen take us away, and I'll see you on the other side.
I'd like that. Let's see where we go. See how God shows off now. Take a breath, everybody. Let's go on in. Look at our Advent candles. You see, our Christ candle is lit in the middle, that we may know the Christ in us is awakened now. And last week, we lit the first candle of Advent, the hope candle. Hope and faith are the same thing, actually, in many ways. Well, actually, hope is about the future and faith is about now. And then this week, we light our peace candle. And peace... peace is something that is. It's something within us. So take a breath as we're done lighting candles, and let's breathe. Breathe in and breathe up. Breathe all the way through. And let us be glad now. You know, I like to affirm that the Christ in me is awake now. And I affirm that at the beginning of every meditation, whether I do it privately or whether I do it with a bunch of people. But the Christ in me is awake now. The Christ being a consciousness, not a person, but a consciousness. And it's the highest consciousness. When it was referred to originally as the anointed one, well, that's for any of us who have aligned our mind consciously with the mind of God. There's never an absence of the mind of God, but it's for those of us who really want to know that in our conscious practice. So the Christ in me is awake now. And those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me, please? Christ in me is awake now. And that is cause for great happiness. Christ awake in me. Now we celebrate this time together, this Advent period, which is about coming forth. The Christ coming forth, not from a physical birth, but from an emotional birth, a conscious birth, a consciousness birth. And as if we have awakened ourselves within our hope, within our peace, we can breathe a bit easier, just knowing. Remember what we were told, and you will know the truth. And by knowing the truth, you will be set free. What is that freedom from? The freedom from the bondage of self. The freedom from any belief in lack or limitation. The freedom to live in what we know to be true. To what has no opposite. To know that we live in love. To know that we live in wisdom. To know that we live in power. For God is power itself. God is wisdom itself. God is love itself. God is I am. Think about that. Gently, easily, think about it. Because God is, I am. My I am-ness, my connection. Because God is, I am. We're going to take that thought into the silence. To know, because God is, that's why I am. God is, I am. God is, I am. Let's go on in. Because God is, I am. Simply stated, God is, I am. There is no separation between those two. There is just the awareness of the course of awakening, the realization that God is. God is wisdom. God is power. God is presence. God is life. God is. I am what God is. So knowing that, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called Unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place. And we may say thank you and amen. Let's listen to Karen Mason.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Though the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow. it doesn't show signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. Now the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Well, how about that? Okay, I'm not, well, I had expected her to sing a different song right there. And my talk was based on that. So you're going to hear me talk about her next song now. And you'll get it. Her next song is called Taking a Chance on Love. And these are both old Brian Lasser arrangements from the 80s. Chris Denny's at the piano when she sings these. But these songs of hers, but this Taking a Chance on Love, it's a standard. And it says, here I go again, about to take that, here I go again, I'm about to take that role again, I think it is, oh, again, taking a chance on love. And so to look at that and say, taking a chance on love, because that's what ties all this together. That's why I would take a chance on peace without actually experiencing the peace first. I can experience the peace in my mind because I'm taking a chance on love. And that's how I see that. Everything I do that is for my good. Coming to Unity was taking a chance on love, but it was also to incorporate peace of mind into my existence, into my life. And so to look at that, taking a chance on love. Every time I would even consider an experience of forgiveness, because I don't actually forgive, and here's why. It's because I don't actually judge. I live in the sensations as if I have, but I don't actually judge. And so I don't actually forgive, but it is an experience. Forgiveness is an experience. And so we think we're justified. And let me tell you a story about me right now. In October, something came up that I got really angry with somebody. They had done things that I didn't think they should do, and it affected me. It was about, in many ways, it seemed to be about me. And I got quite enraged. And I was, for about 2 weeks, I was really, And then I heard a voice that said, Sean, if you stay angry like this, you're going to get sick. Now, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been in recovery, and I've done a lot of things. So I thought I could afford the rage. Well, here's what happened. I stayed angry, and I got sick. I saw the correlation. There was no punishment from on high. There was just thoughts held in mind produced after their kind. And that anger produced just a really vicious cold in me. And it's not like, oh, he got a cold. I had a cold, let me tell you. And it only this week started healing, and I'll tell you what happened. So I heard the voice. You heard, Sean, you're going to get sick. At this time of year, I'm pretty vulnerable to it anyway, from my birth year, actually. I got quite sick in the respiratory area. And respiratory area. So I thought, you're a little sick. And you know what I did? I stayed angry, and I got sicker. And that's what I saw happen. And I could laugh at it through the inconvenience and through the cough. And so I said, okay, enough of this. Enough is enough is enough. And I began to pray, okay, God, because sometimes you have to personify God. Sometimes you need a God that you just talk to. And even though I know I'm talking from divine consciousness, I know the difference. I've paid attention over the years, but sometimes you need that personified God. So I just said, okay, God, what do I need to think here in order to get well? And I thought, oh, please don't tell me I have to let this go. But what I heard was, Sean, you're not really ready to let it go. But at the very least, you can stop talking about it. You can stop calling anybody names, even behind their back. I didn't call anybody a name to their face. I did all behind their back. And so I began to open to an experience of forgiveness. And I thought, oh, please don't tell me I have to talk to them. Please don't tell me I have to talk to this person. And I didn't hear that I had to. But here's what's funny. Just this past Sunday, it was at church here. I opened the door to the sanctuary, and there was that person. And I thought, ugh. And so we both just said, I said, hello. That person said hello. And then I walked away. Now, that's a big break from October. Remember, this is December. And so I can laugh at this stuff, but this cleared up this week. I got a little tickle, but outside of that, this cleared way up this week. So I do see that peace is beginning to prevail in my mind. Why? Because I'm taking a chance on love. On divine love, on amazing love. And I know is it next week? Advent is on love and the final week is joy, I think. I think it goes in that direction. I've always done it in Norwalk, Connecticut differently than New York does it. So whatever it is, it's all good stuff. So, but taking a chance on love. And I was like, here I go again, taking a chance on love. And let's see what happens here. And what happens is I begin to be free of the bondage of self. Peace is in my thoughts. I was so pleased. What day is today? Oh, of course, it's Sunday. But it was by Tuesday, I think, I started to feel well. By Wednesday, I felt really well. By Thursday, I couldn't tell you that I had been really quite ill a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't tell you. And so it fascinates me. And this is the stuff they taught me when I came into Unity. Change your mind, change your life, change your thinking. You have to pay attention to everything. Just you have to pay attention to absolutely everything. All signs, they're all gifts. The universe, God speaks through the universe to you in a way that you can hear if you are listening. And it's like, do you want to be well in every aspect of your life? Well, of course you do. I mean, who wouldn't? Who wants to stay sick? But there are some people who just, they won't give up. They won't give up their stuff. And I understand it. Sorry, I got an itch. We have PTSD over our childhood, a lot of us. Some of us were so abused and so hurt and harmed. And I understand, ouch, ouch, ouch. And you experiencing forgiveness doesn't let them get away with it. You experiencing forgiveness lets you get off scot-free from having been damaged. It lets you and me get off scot-free from the thoughts that we have been holding. When we hand it over to spirit, which is taking a chance on love. You know, I can't repeat this enough today. Taking a chance on love, because love is what is. And love doesn't always look pretty. And love is often uncomfortable. How many of us have ever just simply fallen in love with someone and been in hell? It's just, I can't stand it. And we're so afraid we're going to lose it. And that's part of it. Part of the reason we don't take a chance on love, we're afraid we're going to hand ourselves over to it and it's going to be snatched away from us. Well, you still got to take a chance on love, because you're not taking a chance on a person. You're taking a chance on the hand of God and the mind of God awakening love within you. We should never regret having loved someone just because we got hurt within it. We should never regret having loved ourselves and giving ourselves love. You see, that's in relationship. That's what that is. It's you're handing yourself over to experience love. And so therefore, give thanks. If a relationship ends, give thanks for that too. Give thanks that that's not the person for you, for now at least. You never know when they might come back. I know what David and I went through our first couple of years, and I didn't know we would make it. Now we're 21 years together and probably doing better now than we were all those years ago then. So to look at this, to peace. So let's say we want peace in the Middle East. We want peace down the street. I want peace in my neighborhood. I want peace everywhere. And let's not separate them. Let's not say that the Middle East is different than my neighborhood or my mind. Let's not say that peace is peace. Let peace prevail, and let it prevail through you by taking a chance on love. Imagine, and those of you politically minded, if you stopped being mad at the politicians and the crazies. And I'm going to use that term, and it doesn't mean somebody who's, you know, walking down the street mentally ill. We're talking about people who have seem to have power over their people, but they're making crazy choices. And when I say crazy, it's because they promote separation. That's crazy. To promote a separation between God and people, and then people and people, that's crazy, because it never works for the love that we're longing for, that we are so hungry for. And so what are you going to do? We talked about this when I was there at Symphony Space last month, but let there be peace in Earth, as Charles Fillmore said, and let it begin with me. So that means when, if I turn on the news, if I see a newspaper, I've got it up on my phone, and to say, God, I am willing that peace prevails here. I'm taking a chance on love by becoming willing that peace prevails here. What am I going to need to think, or what do I need to think right here, right now? What words do I need to say, and what words do I need to stop saying in order for peace to prevail? And at this season, you know, it's so that the Christ in me is awakened in me for the full experience. Oh my goodness. Imagine if we all became willing for the Christ to be awakened in our conscious mind, so that we're thinking from our Christ consciousness, so that we are speaking from our Christ consciousness, and we are acting from our Christ consciousness, so that we don't think, say, or do anything to hurt ourselves or our neighbors, or the people over there, or the people over there, or the people in the news. Let us not rejoice in the pain of another. Let us become willing that our pain be transformed into love. Let us rejoice that it is possible that any sickness in us be transformed into love. Let us rejoice that any poverty within our thinking, what have you, in our wallets, what have you, could be transformed into a consciousness of love, that peace prevails in every aspect of my being, and that peace prevails in every aspect of your being, and that peace prevails in every aspect of their being, the one on my left and the one on my right. Let us take a chance on love today and see what happens. Happy holidays, everybody. Let's listen to Karen sing.
Oh. It's still good. Here I go again. I hear the trumpets blow again. Ho, 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 again. Taking a chance on us. See how I slid it in there? Here I slide again. About to take that ride again. A starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things taking a chance on love. Here I come again. I'm gonna make things hum again. Acting dumb again. Taking a chance on love. Here I stand again. About to beat the band again. Feeling grand again, taking a chance on life. I never dream in my slumbers, and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. Meeting in again, I'm leading with my chin again. I'm starting out to win again. Here I slip again. About to take that trip again. I got my grip again. Taking a chance on love. And now I prove again that I can make a life move again. In the grip again. Taking a chance. Walk around with a horseshoe in clover I lie. Brother Rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye.